This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Do The Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African Radio. I am Ayodeji from Lion. Welcome to Global Gist. First, let's take the headlines. Two Americans founded in luxury room in Mexico. U.S. trafficking reports highlight cyber scams exploited boys. VivoTech Forum, Africa at the Heart of the Digital Revolution. Now the news in details. Two American terrorists were found dead inside their luxury hotel room in a seaside community on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, police said Wednesday. Police and paramedics arrived at the hotel on Tuesday evening after receiving a report that the Americans were unconscious in their room. Inside, they found a man and a woman with no vital signs. The victims were identified as John Itzuko, 41, and Abby Lewis, 22, according to a statement from the Baja California State Attorney General's office obtained by ABC. It noted that Lewis is from Newport Beach, California. Their cause of death was deemed as intoxication by substance to be determined, according to the Attorney General's statement. The Associated Press reported that the suspected cause of death was gas inhalation. By the time the two were found by authorities, the man and the woman had been dead for 10 to 11 hours, and there were no signs of violence on their bodies, the Attorney General's office wrote. The two Americans had been staying at the hotel Raco Pescadero, a luxury resort owned by Hyatt in El Pescadero, a small town north of Cabo San Lucas. Renting a room at the hotel Raco Pescadero could run you from $675 per night to up to $1,500 per night for a private villa and pool, according to the hotel's website. Hyatt has not publicly commented on the deaths. There have been several cases of deaths in Mexico due to poisoning by carbon monoxide or other gases. Such gases are often produced by improperly vented or leaked water heaters and stoves. In Mexico, proper gas line installations and vents are often lacking, and there is no legal requirement to install carbon monoxide monitors. In Canada, rules for installing carbon monoxide monitor vary from province to province. Last year, three U.S. citizens were found dead at a rented Airbnb in Mexico, apparent victims of gas inhalation. The Mexico City Police Department said the three were found unresponsive October 30 in an upscale neighborhood. They had apparently rented the dwelling for a short visit. Postmortem examination suggested the two men and one woman died of carbon monoxide poisoning. U.S. trafficking reports highlight cyber scam exploited boys. The United States has released its annual report on human trafficking, highlighting an increase in forced labor schemes related to the COVID-19 pandemic and a year-long uptick in the exploitation of boys. In a speech to mark Thursday's release of the report, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken stressed the need for partnerships between governments, non-governmental organizations, civil society, and private industries, particularly tech, to address sex and labor trafficking. The United States is committed to combating human trafficking because it represents an attack on human rights and freedoms, Blinken said. It violates the universal rights of every person to have autonomy. Today, more than 27 million people around the world are denied that right. VivoTech Forum, Africa at the Heart of the Digital Revolution. The latest edition of VivoTech, Paris' largest tech show, kicked off in France for the seventh year in a row. From June 14th to 17th, over 2,500 exhibitors will showcase their latest innovation aimed at shaping tomorrow's world. VivaTech has become a not-to-be-missed event for the many African startups which made the trip, hence the need for them to collaborate, according to Ivorian Minister of Communication and the Digital Economy, Amadou Koulibaly. Our social and cultural realities are different from those of other continents. We believe that African countries are similar in some ways, and one of the aims of digital transformation is to make people's life easier, the spokesperson for Cote d'Ivoire government said. From this point of view, Cote d'Ivoire has initiated a trade show, SACEN, the African Show of Startups and of Digital Economy. We've held our second edition.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio. This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your favorite top tourism site in Africa. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Dudu Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African media house. And I am your host, Goodness, on top tourism sites in Africa. Today we'll be talking about reasons why you should visit Seychelles. Yes, we're talking about seashells today. Seashells. Oh yeah, it sounds like seashells. We're talking about a very beautiful country in Africa, Seychelles. Why you should visit Seychelles. Seychelles, regarded as one of the world's ultimate tropical island paradises, Seychelles is a culturally diverse destination set against the perfect backdrop for those looking for an idyllic escape from everyday life. Oh yes, Seychelles is so beautiful. It's one of the world's ultimate tropical island paradises. Wow, if you want to get away from your everyday life stress, you should consider visiting Seychelles. And here I am, why you should visit Seychelles. Number one here is, it is stunning. Yes, one very good reason why you should visit Seychelles is because it is stunning. In terms of natural beauty, Seychelles is without a doubt one of the most gorgeous country I've ever imagined, I've ever heard of. The archipelago comprises 115 islands, each with their own special character. White sandy beaches, palm trees, granite borders, and warm turquoise waters come together to create one of the best beaches in the world. Oh, you can think of its beauty just imagining it. It is so beautiful, with great and beautiful beaches, with 115 islands. Oh, just imagine going to Seychelles. You should consider visiting there someday, which is repeatedly confirmed by leading travel publications. Inland, lush green vegetation and nature reserve dominate much of the landscape, and mountains form a picturesque backdrop. That's one cool reason why you should visit Seychelles. It is so stunning. Very beautiful, with beaches, cool water, and islands, up to 115. My second reason why you should try visiting Seychelles someday, to relax, you know, it is not crowded. And you know, a place where you need to take off stress from, it's a place where you need to relax your nerves, mustn't be a crowded place. Yes, Seychelles is one option. It is not crowded at all. Seychelles is a small country with a total population of approximately 100,000. They're just 100,000. And even though it does attract many tourists too, finding a secluded beach to relax on or a quiet nature reserve to hike in is very easy. We took a drive in the north of Praslin and the south of Mahe and saw incredible beaches with not a soul in sight in December. Even the major tourist attractions were not crowded because there are approximately 100,000 in the population in Seychelles. And if you want to indulge your inner Robinson Crusoe, then you'll be happy to know that many of the 115 islands that comprise Seychelles are deserted and give you the solitude you crave for. Number three reasons why I think visiting Seychelles would be one of the best is the weather. Yes, they have very good weather in Seychelles. Seychelles is a year-round holiday destination where the temperature never drops below 26 degrees Celsius. Seychelles, like, they have all year round, very cool weather. And the so anytime is a good time to visit Seychelles. The rainy season is between December and February, but the showers are usually short-lived. Yes, visiting Seychelles is one of the very best because their weather is cool, their weather is serene, they have all year round cool weather. Like, their weather is very, very beautiful. They have beautiful weather. Number four on my list here is no visas required. Huh? I didn't think of that. Going to Seychelles with all those beauties and cool attraction with their cool beaches, no visas are required. Seychelles is a visa-free country, so there is no need for lengthy visa applications, going to wait for your visa just because you want to go on vacation. No visas are required. All you need is a travel authorization, which you can apply for online within 5 days of your trip at a cost of approximately 10 euros. Huh, that's so beautiful. You should know, going to relax yourself, going to enjoy your vacation. You don't need visa. No visa is required. You just need a travel authorization. Huh, that's so cool. Consider visiting Seychelles because it has all advantages of you going there to visit. Number five on my list here is no vaccination requirements. Oh yes, I know. When we'll be talking about visiting, you'll be like, vaccination, I have to go and be vaccinating again. Oh, there are no COVID-19 specific requirements to enter the country anymore, as the last vaccination requirements were scrapped early in December 2022. Can get that. Unvaccinated visitors no longer have to show negative test results, and vaccinated tourists no longer need to show proof of vaccination. No other vaccinations are required either. Yes, you could go into Seychelles without worrying about being vaccinated because you are cool and you are good to go. Number six here on my list is experience true luxury. Another beautiful reason why you should visit Seychelles is because you should experience true luxury. Yes, luxury takes on a new meaning in Seychelles with stunning resorts and hotels on the mainland and on the small island. Oh my god, you just taking a look at some of the pictures of Seychelles, you can just imagine yourself there already. It's so cool, so interesting, so beautiful. So oh my god, just try visiting Seychelles one of these days. Like, it's just so cool. It has stunning resorts and hotels on the mainland and on the smaller island. Your true luxury experience is just secured. Here you can have your own private island experience with the beach at your doorstep while staying in a villa with a personal butler at your beck and call. Isn't that luxury, somebody? It's no wonder that Prince William and Princess Kate came here for their honeymoon. Ashiri too. While the likes of George and Amal Clooney, Bill Gates, Richard Branson, and Middle Eastern royalties also came to holiday here because it is cool and has true luxury, like natural luxury, you'll feel heavenly. Yeah, seafood heaven. Yes, you should know that when you have cool beaches and islands, they are seafood loves, like they have seafood luxury, seafood heaven. Creole cuisine is the delicious fusion of French, Indian and African influences, and it has a high emphasis on seafood. Yes, and we should, and we know that seafood is so good for the body. Eating seafood, they are just good for the body. Some of the more popular varieties here are the red snapper, blue marlin, tuna and lobsters, and they are cooked in every imaginable way. Oh my god, this is so cool. We had a Creole buffet at our hotel one evening, and I was amazed at how many different varieties of fish dishes there were. Oh, you could imagine it. Yes, let's go on a very beautiful break to listen to one of these, you know, heavenly seashell, one of these heavenly seashell songs. Yes, we're coming back to know more reasons why we should visit seashells. Yes, we're coming back. Stay tuned.
Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
Welcome back. I know we must have enjoyed that very beautiful song from Seashells. We are still on why reasons you should visit Seashells. Yes, and you know what? Another reason why I think you should visit Seashells is water sports. Yes, if you're a water sports enthusiast, then the ocean is your playground here. Snorkeling, scuba diving, and kayaking are some of the main water sports you can enjoy. They will expose you to the beauty of the seashells underwater world as you encounter colorful fishes, sea turtles, and fascinating coral wonderlands. Ah, seashells is so blessed with luxury. They are blessed with natural luxury. You can just imagine it, being in seashells, snorkeling, scuba diving, and kayaking. You would enjoy water sports in seashells, so just try it out. That's another beautiful reason why you should visit seashells. Another reason is it is safe. Yes, you're going on a vacation, one thing you should consider is safety. Seashell very, very safe. Yes, it is very safe. I loved how safe Seychelles is. You can walk on the streets, even at night, with your handbag, and no one will bother you. No one will bother you. Houses don't even have gates or fences, and people switch off their lights. Even the outside one, when they go to sleep, they are not worried about maybe a burglar is going to come to their house and do this and do that. Shopkeepers have sills next to open windows, which they often leave unattended and don't get robbed. You should think of it. Our car rental company told us to park our car in the airport's public parking lot and leave the door unlocked and the keys under the mat. Imagine doing that in South Africa. Hey! It is safe, yes. It is very safe to be in Seychelles. That's one reason why you should consider visiting Seychelles. Another reason here is mingling with the locals. A reason why you should visit Seychelles. Unlike some other island destinations, where people just experience the resorts they stay in, we are not far from the locals in Seychelles. You can shop with them at the same markets, frequent the same beaches, and ride on the same public buses. Yes, they are friendly people. They are very accommodating. Most Seychelles people are very friendly, and all the locals speak English, as it is one of the three official languages, the others being French and Creole. We would stop random, you going there, you can stop random strangers and ask them for directions, and they would be happy to assist you, even volunteering additional information. Some of them can even tell you about shopping, about more places you can visit in Seychelles. Oh yes, and you know, visiting Seychelles, the wildlife and the bird life, oh, very, very beautiful. The island are home to 12 endemic species of birds, some of the biggest and oldest tortoises in the world, and the world's smallest frog. Wow, the giant Adabra tortoise live up to 200 years. That's like lots of years, and it's still there and can weigh up to 350 kg. Oh, that's some weight there. They can be seen at most hotels and parks and enclosures. However, they also roam free on some islands like Moyon Island and Kuris Island, where you can see the tiny babies too. Oh, many of the beaches in Seychelles are nesting grounds for sea turtle, which lay 200 eggs at a time. The rare Seychelles black parrot, which is the island's national bird, is harder to spot. But if you are lucky, you can see it as Val de Mai, where you will also find the Coco de Mer, the world's largest nut. Seychelles is just so great. With nature surrounding it, it is just beautiful. If you are a really avid switcher, then head to Bird Island, which is home to millions of sea and land birds. Yes. Another reason why you should visit Seychelles is it is near South Africa. It is near South Africa. South Africans will be happy to know that Air Seychelles offer direct flights from Johannesburg to Mahé that takes 5 hours, just 5 hours, making it one of the closest and most affordable island destinations to travel to from South Africa. It is also just under 5 hours from Dubai. So, like, you have lots and lots of advantages to, like, while visiting Seychelles. So, there are beautiful reasons why you should visit Seychelles. I don't know why you would just say, where will I visit? Seychelles is an option with lots of natural beauties there. Whatever your reason for visiting it, you are sipping a freshly picked coconut topped with a hibiscus flower on a stunning beach, gazing at some of the most breathtaking vistas in the world. You'll be glad you went. My people, visiting Seychelles has lots and lots of advantages. You go there to sightsee, you go there for tourism, you go there for vacation, you go there to cool your nerves, go there for relaxation. Seychelles is one of the best places to visit in Africa. And you know what? You wouldn't regret visiting there. You'd be so happy you went. Wow, this is Dudu Spree FM. First, truly, one and only Pan African Media House. And once again, I'm your host, Goodness, on today's Top Tourism Sites in Africa. You know what? Keep on listening, keep on watching, and keep on liking www.dudusprey.com. Watch out for our next edition of Top Tourism Sites in Africa. Thank you. Bye.
This is Dudu Spree FM, Pan African Radio.